Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me. This is my first episode in a little while, I think probably about 6 months, but I haven't actually recorded any episodes for at least 9 or 10 months now. I went away, had my baby boy, and I'm back to recording podcasts. I'm very excited about the topics I'm going to share over the next few weeks. So some of the things I'm going to talk about, I'll just give you a little bit of a sneak peek of what we're going to be discussing on the Karma You podcast. We're going to talk about topics such as public speaking, how to raise your vibration. Another word for this might just be raising your energy or getting unstuck or shifting your state, if you don't like the term raise your vibration. I'm going to be talking to you about boosting self-belief. We're going to be delving into the topic of what it means to have a growth mindset and how we can all develop one. Another topic, and this is a great suggestion by someone on my Instagram, is finding joy in the daily grind. And yeah, got loads and loads of great tips and advice on that. We've got someone coming to talk about hypnobirthing. I'm going to share about staying calm in early motherhood. And we're going to talk about boosting your energy, plus some brilliant guests as well. People like Sarah Ann Macklin, the nutritionist, and Rosamund Dean, who is a journalist who has written about her recovery from cancer, breast cancer. So loads of things coming up on the podcast over the next few weeks. But today I'm really looking forward to delving into this topic about success and the biggest factor in your success that really, really makes an impact. And I do want to give one caveat for this. I do want to say that success, it's a term we're starting to question a little bit, because success looks different for everyone. You know, we often think about success, like I'm sure if you Google success on Google images, it will come up with, you know, people with fast cars and I don't know, people climbing mountains and celebrating that. It really gets to be whatever we want it to be, whatever our version of success is. So that might mean climbing the corporate ladder, that might mean a certain income goal, that might mean having a family, that might mean having a big group of friends, that might mean going traveling. Whatever it is totally okay. And I just want you to know that whatever your version of success is, then these tips and these insights are going to be relevant for you. So success doesn't have to be a certain way. I really believe that the biggest factor in our success is, drum roll, it is confidence. And I'm going to tell you why and how you can tap into that more and more in your life. And if you are looking to feel more confident and create more success in your life, I have a free workshop coming up very soon. You can sign up at karma-you.com/workshop. Enter your email address there and I will send you all the details. If you can't join me live, it's happening in early July, then I will send you the replay for that. But I'm going to be talking about how to boost your confidence at work, how to create more success in your life. Yeah, it's going to be a great evening of lots of practical tips and a hypnotherapy session to support you as well. And so there are 6 reasons why I think confidence is the most important factor in our success. And, you know, before I get into that, I do want to share this reminder. I talk a lot about this in my book, The Confidence Solution, formerly known as Brave New Girl. The book formerly known as Brave New Girl has a new name. It's the same book for anyone that was wondering about that. But this idea that confidence is something that we can build upon. It is not something that we're either born with or not. It's not something that, you know, if we lack confidence in a certain area, it's not something that we're just stuck with. It is absolutely something that we can work on. It's a skill we can develop. And with a bit of attention in this area, it is something that we can improve upon. And from my own personal experience, I have noticed that since I've been working on my confidence has gone up a lot. That doesn't mean that I am the world's most confident person or confident in every situation or all the time. But I definitely know from my own experience and also many people that I've worked with over the last 12 years, that this is something that we can change. It is something that can be improved. So number one is that confidence ignites action. Now, action is such an important part of success, taking action. If we don't believe in ourselves or we don't feel confident, the main thing that we will do is not move forward with things, not take action, not say yes to opportunities. And so, you know, having the confidence just to say yes, having the confidence to take imperfect action, to take small steps, baby steps forwards, is something that kind of means, you know, if we just keep taking action, success becomes inevitable. Actually, it's really when we stay stagnant and when we don't take action that we experience, you know, what you might call failure or not, you know, being able to move forward. So just taking action is such an important thing. And, you know, sometimes I like to even think about confidence as being the willingness to take action. I first heard of this idea from Mel Robbins, the author and motivational speaker. And she said, you know, confidence is the willingness to give things a try. Being open to giving things a try is such an important one. Being open to taking imperfect action is such an important one, you know, when we're looking to create more success in our lives.
This episode is sponsored by the Hypnotherapy Collection. So you might have heard me talk about how I first discovered hypnotherapy about 12 years ago now, and how it was the one thing that could cut through my anxiety and low self-esteem and actually create a shift. For you, you might have read the self-help books, been to the workshops, had the therapy, but nothing seems to stick. Or you try out that new meditation, routine, or mindset technique, and it seems to work for a bit, but you soon find yourself frustrated and back at square one. If change feels hard, I want you to know that it's not your fault. When you realise that 95% of your thoughts, feelings, and habits come from your unconscious programming, it all starts to make sense. So if you're struggling with things like never feeling good enough, being unable to switch off, relax, and enjoy the moment, if you struggle with setting boundaries, with burnout, or with your confidence, I have just the thing for you. Enter the Hypnotherapy Collection. Hypnotherapy allows us to address things at that deep, unconscious level so that we can make shifts. And by the way, if you haven't tried hypnotherapy before, it's basically one of the most relaxing things you can do, kind of like a massage or a holiday for your brain, where you lie down in your bed or your sofa, close your eyes and let the hypnotherapy do the work for you. What could be better than that? In the Hypnotherapy Collection, you'll get 12 of my most powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you with things like letting go of the things that you want to let go of, increasing your self-love and self-worth, sleeping better and more deeply, boosting your energy and motivation, feeling more positive, healing shame, and healing the inner child, plus loads more. And you also get some bonuses. I popped in there 4 bonus affirmation recordings to help you to change your self-talk, feel more positive, improve your confidence, and reduce your anxiety. These recordings are the perfect thing to listen to after work, to switch off from the day, before bed, to help you to sleep better, first thing in the morning to set yourself up for the day, or if you wake up in the night, they're a brilliant thing to listen to then as well. When you download them, you get to keep them forever and return to them whenever you need to. So you can head over to my website, karma-u.com/collection, to grab them now and start feeling better from the first listen. And use the code PODCAST at checkout to save 20%. That's PODCAST, all in capital letters. To save 20%, head over to karma-u.com/collection.
The next one, so number 2, is that confidence, it actually enhances our performance. If you think about going, you know, it makes total sense. If you think about going to sing a song or going to do a public talk, if you go into that situation feeling confident, you're going to be more relaxed. Your voice is going to be clearer. Your posture is going to be different. Your mind is going to be clearer, and you're going to be connected to yourself and your inner wisdom, because you're relaxed and because you're in the present moment. And so, of course, it makes sense that when we are confident, you know, not only are we giving things a try more easily, we're actually able to perform at a higher level when we feel confident. So, you know, that could be, it doesn't matter if it's an exam, it doesn't matter if you're competing in a sport, if you're in a social situation, you know, our performance is enhanced by confidence. Maybe that sounds like a bit of an obvious one, but I thought it was just that reminder that, you know, you often see, you know, people who maybe aren't that competent. Now, I can think about certain politicians, not naming any names, but they have a lot of confidence, and that sort of carries them through when actually their competence may not be there. And obviously that won't be the case for you, because you are very competent. But, you know, confidence is almost like the most important factor when it comes to how people perceive us and how people perceive our performance. So number three is that confidence attracts positive attention. So we are naturally drawn to confident people. In professional settings, in, you know, social situations, the people that are confident stand out, are, you know, attractive to other people, not just sexually attractive, but, you know, attractive in terms of the people that want to be friends with that person, the people that want to follow that person as them being, you know, a leader figure. That can open a lot of doors for us when we're confident, when we're standing in our power, when other people perceive us as a leader. That can help us to, you know, maybe be more persuasive or influential to other people. It can cause, you know, more opportunities to come our way. So it really does make us appear more appealing in the eyes of others when we are confident. Number four is about, when you're confident, you give yourself permission to go after what you want. Not feeling good enough, you know, is such a dream killer. I think there's a quote by James Clear, and he says something like, lack of confidence kills more dreams than anything else. I think I'm paraphrasing that. I don't think it is quite that. But basically, when you don't feel good enough, you hold yourself back. You fail by default. You second guess yourself. You hesitate. You don't take that action. And it means that we can end up failing before we've even tried. So having the confidence, having the self-belief, having the sense that we're good enough enables us to not only take that action, but also know that it's okay for us to want what we want. It gives us permission to own our desires and our wants, and to dream bigger and to think bigger. So instead of saying, you know, why me? We're actually able to say, why not me? And this one comes up so much, I think, in terms of, I don't know, maybe going for that promotion, maybe starting up your business, maybe wanting to buy a different house, or wanting to go and live abroad. You know, if we're doubting ourselves, we don't sometimes give ourselves permission to really want what we want and to know that it's okay and to really own that. So yeah, just that reminder that it's okay to want what you want. And by really owning that, we can start to step into that possibility, and we can start to give ourselves permission to move towards that. Number five is that confidence helps us to overcome fear. Now, there's a big caveat to this. And I talk about this in The Confidence Solution, and we talk about this in my courses quite a lot. This idea that even really confident people still experience fear, and that is completely normal. You know, you very often hear from, you know, public speakers or actors, actresses, people that you might assume would be super confident and have it all together. And actually, they talk about the fact that they still doubt themselves. They still sometimes don't feel good enough. They still experience fear. And it's not that the fear goes away, but when we have more confidence, we can trust more and more, and our ability to be able to meet that fear head on, to feel the fear and do it anyway, as the famous saying goes, and to know that we can do something scared. I know for me, a big part of feeling more confident was just saying, you know what, I feel scared about public speaking, but I've done it enough times now and it's gone fine that I know I'm going to get through it. Even if I feel scared, I know I'm going to survive. I know the words are going to come out. And so I've got this confidence that comes with knowing that I can get through this. I can cope with this. Yeah, having that confidence can enable us to still move forwards, even though some fear may still be present. And so just really wanted to validate the fact that it's totally normal to experience fear when you're stepping into something new, when you're putting yourself out there, when you're being vulnerable. It's so, so normal. And, you know, the confidence that we need is just going to get us over that hump so that we still take action, so that we still move forwards. And then the last one is that confidence leads to resilience. So setbacks, failures, mistakes, things going wrong are inevitable on the path towards success. We are all going to experience these things. And if, you know, you aren't experiencing failures, setbacks, and things going wrong, you're probably not doing anything. You know, it's actually just a very normal side effect of doing stuff. Things go wrong sometimes. And resilience is all about our ability to be able to bounce back from things, to be able to say, you know, that didn't go great, but I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to continue to try to move forwards and to maybe change my approach, but not give up. And having confidence really does give us this sense of resilience. And it's interesting, you know, often think about in terms of resilience, the importance of being kind to ourselves. Being kind to ourselves is really strongly linked to our confidence. If we're able to be kind to ourselves, we can say to ourselves, you know what? I went for that job interview and it didn't go as well as I wanted to, but I was brave just for giving it a try. And you know what? Next time, the next job interview I have is going to go better. So being kind to ourselves and having confidence really gives us that ability to be resilient, because we're more likely to bounce back from something if we cushion ourselves with kindness. So think about being kind to yourself as really being like a cushion to allow you to bounce back from something. And so, yeah, that's basically everything I was going to share with you about this topic. These are some of the reasons why feeling confident, working on our confidence, is such a key component to our success in whatever area of life we're wanting to experience more success. And confidence, as I mentioned earlier, is really something that we can work on, something that can improve. I've seen it so many times. In fact, I remember doing my hypnotherapy training, and one of the first things we learned is that confidence is one of the easiest things to improve upon. It's the first thing you learn in hypnotherapy school, that actually, you know, we work on helping people with confidence as the first port of call, because it is one of the things that really does respond incredibly well to hypnotherapy and to interventions which are designed to help us with our confidence. So I hope that this is giving you some insights into confidence, hopefully perhaps a little change in your perspective when it comes to this. And just that invitation again to join me at the beginning of July for my confidence workshop. You can head to karma-u.com/workshop, and I will invite you to that live session. It's going to be all about confidence at work, sharing simple tools that we can incorporate into our lives to feel more confident. And I'll also be sharing with you a group hypnotherapy session all about confidence in the workplace. So whether you're struggling with doubting yourself, imposter syndrome, not feeling good enough, feeling anxious at work because of these sorts of things, if you're wanting to speak in public more, if you've got a job interview coming up, or you're looking to set up your own business and feel more confident in your own business, then this free workshop is for you. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you very soon.
You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Bretheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions.
Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love, and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.